Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. Hey family, Standard Damage here. And this week, I want to talk to you all about a very big and very important concept, and something that I have been personally feeling a lot this week, and that is gratitude. What gratitude really is, how we should express it as streamers, what we should be doing. And I'm going to start out with a really, really, really big statement. If you are one of those people, and there are people out there like this, who cannot truly feel gratitude, and furthermore, feel like their communities actually owe them something for them spending time on camera, you're probably in the wrong business and you should get the fuck out right now. And I am deathly serious about that, fam. That is not a joke. That is reality. What you have to remember is that the Twitch platform is a free platform, essentially. The most anybody really pays for or has to pay for is there time for a 30-second to 60-second ad from time to time. They don't have to subscribe to you. They don't have to give you bits. They don't have to donate to the charities you're trying to support. They don't have to do jack shit. So when a member of your community steps forward and actually says, yes, I want to actually support you, I actually am willing to subscribe to you for the additional benefit of having a few emotes and maybe having a little bit of extra fun in your channel, you have to remember what a statement that really is. You need to understand the size of the gesture that they've just made. For $4.99 a month, they are willing to support you in some small way. And that is a really big deal because, again, they don't have to. And you should never, ever, ever forget that. You want to make sure that you thank people for their subs, for their resubs, for the gift subs that they give to others. That's one of the most beautiful gestures I've ever seen, by the way, because that allows other people to share in the joy when they gift a sub. So now you're supporting the streamer and supporting others along with it. That's just a really, really, really cool thing. But there's a lot of different things that people can do to support you. The bottom line here, though, family, is you have to keep in mind they don't have to. They don't have to do anything. Why do you see streamers with viewers in the thousands and they're on social media crying that they can't make ends meet? Family, that happens because they're not bringing enough value to their communities for the community to want to support them. And it's really that simple. There's no other real explanation for that. If you're going to get people to support you with both their time as well as subscriptions and bit cheers and all that, again, you want to make sure that you are bringing value forward because that's what Twitch is. Twitch is all about you putting the value out there first. You're giving your community your best first, and then maybe they'll decide to support you. And if they do, they get some extra little perks along the way. And the reason I'm making such a point of saying all this to you, family, is again, I want you to keep in mind how special a continual subscription is. I am getting to the point now in my channel where I have people that have been subscribed to me for over 2 years. I'm seeing sub renewals that are popping up at 25 and 26 months now. And that is very touching. It truly is. That means every single month, month after month, they have dedicated themselves to paying me $5 a month for the content that I provide. That really is heartwarming when you think about it. And then on top of it, these are many of the same people that will come in and gift subs to others. They will drop bits for you. When you're doing, again, charity runs, they will support your charity runs. When you've reached out to them, fam, people will do absolutely amazing things for you. So one more time, it's important that the gratitude be there. Now, a common mistake that I see people make is I can see they're grateful for something that's gone on in their stream. I can see that the streamer is grateful and happy for something that just happened, but they don't really show it enough. What you have to bear in mind is that there is a direct disconnect between how you are feeling internally and what you show externally. This is something that I was taught way, way, way back in college as part of my acting classes. You are not being as big as you think you're being. You're not showing as much emotion. You're not showing as much energy and gratitude as you think you are. A lot of people think they're being really big because of what they're feeling internally, but they're actually not showing it. There was one time that I took someone, it was a massive raid. We had just a massive day on stream. 150 people came with me, and we decided that we were going to do the routine of stopping into a streamer who was just getting started. He was growing. He only had 3 people in there with him at the time. So we dropped this bomb on him. And by the way, I had had prior interactions with this individual, so I knew that they were nice. All right. I knew that they were a great person. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done this. And I got in there, and the reaction was less than you would expect for this kind of thing. I guess there's really no other way for me to put it. It was just very like, oh, like, really? I thought you'd be happier about this. And at first, I had to put myself in check because it might have just been my perception. And then others in the community reached out to me after the fact. They're like, yeah, we were really surprised that this individual didn't show the reaction you were expecting, that, you know, that they really seemed nonplussed about the whole thing. And I really thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's right. And what I did is I actually went back and watched this individual further, because as previously mentioned, I had spent time with them before. I had interactions with them before. I was wondering, maybe it was something I did. Maybe timing was just off. And what I watched was every time an event came up that would cause a person to express gratitude, it was simply how they expressed the gratitude. They are so mellow and so chill that you'd look at this and you'd go, okay, I can't even tell if they're excited or not. So what I'm submitting to all of you, the point to all of this, is go back, look at your content, and watch what happens when somebody does something especially nice for you, and actually watch your own reactions. If you were the person that had just gifted those 5 subs, or just given you your first subscription, say it was one of your founders, or somebody came in and gave you $50 towards your favorite charity, are the reactions that you're putting out there the reactions that would make you feel good, that would make you feel a little bit of appreciation? We work in an industry where interaction is the name of the game. People do wonderful things for us, and part of the return thank you for that is they get a really fantastic reaction, whether it's a really heartfelt thank you, whether it's watching you actually get broken on stream. I know communities love to do that to us all the time. Whether it's getting you something that you've been pining for. I went through that recently myself, that the community basically did something really, 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 really nice for me. They got me the bigger stream deck that I was hoping I could get. And I just fell over backwards. I couldn't believe what they were doing. I can honestly say in my case that I give reactions that people are looking for, because the reaction that I gave when they did that for me was so huge that they clipped it, and we've got people turning it into GIFs right now. And I think that's really sweet. That's something that I'm very, very proud of. And that is what I would like to see you all aspire to. When you give people a great reaction and great interaction, they're going to keep coming back. They're going to keep wanting to see more of that from you. People love that. They love seeing other people feel good. We always talk to the negative, right? We always talk about how others are suffering and how there are people out there that like to see people suffer, people that actually give others a hard time intentionally. We talk about trolls and bots and the things they do. It's really easy to get mired down in all that and get lost in the fact that our communities want to see the positive too. They want to see all of that joy, all of that interaction. It's a very key thing. It's a very important thing. Joy goes 10 times further than misery ever will. Because in any creative space, whether again you're talking Twitch or YouTube or TikTok or whatever the case may be, there are always going to be trolls and bots. There are always going to be cringe compilations. There are always going to be people out there that are trying to bring your content down. I'm not saying this to be negative. I'm saying this because it's a reality. But the key thing there is that when somebody is doing those things to you, one ban, one click, and it pretty much all goes away for a while. When somebody is kind to you, when somebody supports you and helps you and creates an event that they should receive that gratitude from you, and you turn around and you deliver that, and not just in a small way, you deliver it in a big way, that carries on forever. Because those are the people that are going to become a regular part of your community. Those are the people that are going to keep coming back time and again. Negativity gets boring for everybody, whether you're the one causing it or whether you're the one watching it happen. You do get to the point where it's like, enough is enough. I'm going to go do something else or watch something else. Kindness carries. Kindness lingers. It is a very, very, very important concept that I do not want any of you to lose. And the reason I'm making such a point of talking to all of you about this today, the reason I'm making such a point of expressing this to you and making sure that you understand how important this is because this has truly been one of the cornerstones of my success. If the cornerstones of my community are peace, love, unity, and respect, showing gratitude is a big piece of love and a big piece of respect. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. There's nothing worse than when somebody does something nice for you and then they feel deflated because there was no acknowledgement. And I'm not sitting here trying to pretend that I'm innocent to all of this. There have been times when people have done some very nice things for me. And it's not that I didn't express gratitude. It's that I really missed the mark. Like I went back and watched the VOD, which I do on a regular basis, and realized that I didn't show them what they needed to be shown. It became another one of those steps of self-improvement that I needed to make. I had to get out there and I had to make sure that people understood how much I really appreciated the things they were doing, which for me has always been a very, very difficult thing because I am a person of big emotions. And being that way means that getting things put into words is very, very, very hard. So I decided that instead I was going to, again, start to develop strategies in order to really show everybody how I was feeling about the things they were doing and just how grateful I really was. Now, you'll notice that throughout this entire podcast, I have not offered any specific examples on how to portray gratitude. And I want you all to know there's a reason for that. Gratitude has to come from the heart. Gratitude actually has to come not just from your heart, but from your toes, and consume your entire body if you're going to show it properly. Again, remember what I said earlier, that what you're feeling is going to be very different from what you're actually showing. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to develop your own strategies for expressing gratitude. What I will do, however, is I will give you a couple of very specific examples. And if you've seen my content, you've probably seen me use some of these techniques and not realize that it was a dedicated technique to help me advance this ideal. One of the things that I always do is I say thank you, not once, not twice, but three times. You'll hear me say it constantly on stream. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. I really appreciate it. I take the time to try and say that to every last individual who subs, who resubs, who drops me bits, things like that. It's very, very, very important that they hear it multiple times so that I can drive it home on the fly. Another thing that I make sure I do, and I've seen a lot of streamers do this, including my fellow community manager with Pixel, Spoo, is taking the time to thank every last individual who does something, no matter how rushed the stream is. If you get run over with a sub train, a hype train, people are just pouring on the love in various ways, you stop whatever the fuck you're doing and you thank them for that. Not only is that good technique, it is just the right thing to do. Period. Thank every person who gifts subs. Congratulate every individual who received those gift subs. Thank everybody for the bits, whether it's 10 bits or 10,000. It is really that important. It is truly that important that you do that. People deserve that individual recognition. I will say it one more time. Make sure that you thank everybody for the things that they do. Don't stop and don't lose sight of that and don't get complacent and think that it's going to continue to happen. If you suddenly drop that interaction, you are kidding yourself. Along these lines, do not hesitate to thank people for even the smallest of gestures. Because even the smallest of gestures can mean a lot of effort on somebody else's part. I have people that will come in and consistently donate like 10 bits, 20 bits, 30 bits. They donate in relatively small amounts. And one of the things that has always frustrated me is I have to listen to certain streamers complain about people flicking nickels and dimes at them. Now, I understand that you can't have bit alerts on for every last small bit donation or bit cheer because it can actually become disruptive. And there are people out there who will donate one bit at a time to basically troll. And that really doesn't work, okay? And it's very disruptive to your stream. However, don't lose sight of the appreciation of the fact that a lot of people that donate those small amounts, they donate those small amounts because the only bits that they can obtain, the only bits that they have money for, are to go watch a bunch of ads on your behalf. So they'll go out and get bits for ads, and then they'll bring those bits back to you. So they gave up 2-3 minutes of their day just so they could give you a little something extra, just so they could have a little bit of recognition too. So don't ever again lose sight of that. I understand that there are bit trolls out there. I understand the things they do and what their behavior patterns are. I get all of that. I get all of that. Please understand that that's not who we're talking about. What I want to make sure of is that you don't lose sight of even those small amounts. And what you do, by the way, if you want to scale it, you can scale it so that a smaller bit alert gives them at least a little bit of recognition, gives them a thank you. That is the important part. It pops up a little alert and says, hey, thank you for the bits. If people are going to donate larger bit amounts, then you can build in some extra perks. For example, on my stream, if you donate over 100 bits, the text-to-speech kicks in. You can go ahead and leave me a message with that. Same thing goes with donations and just about everything else. Resubs, same thing. A lot of people like to leave me loving messages as a part of it, which is why, even after all this time, I haven't turned it off yet. It adds to the fun. It adds to the interaction. It adds to the thank you. And just one more quick note on interactions here, fam. Make sure that you've built out enough alerts, including a few specialized ones, that your community can actually have some fun with all of those alerts. That's very, very important. The fun that they get to have with you, again, is part of the thank you that you are going to give to them. Now, along the lines of gratitude, there is one more very important point that I want to drive home. And this is a very quick one. It is something that we talk about all the time in content creation, but this is a great opportunity to bring this up again. One of the greatest things that you can do to thank your community will not be done through words. It will be done through your actions. So if you want to thank a group of people for a lot of love and a lot of support, then be there for them. And what I'm talking about here, everyone, is consistency. People need to be able to know when and where they can find you. They have to be able to rely on what kind of content you're going to bring to the table. They have to be able to rely that you are going to be you, that the things that they do to support you are still going to be there in 3 months. So again, if you want to thank your community in one of the biggest and most badass ways possible, be there consistently. Consistently improve your content. Consistently work to bring them more. Not only is that a fantastic thank you, but it is also a fantastic way to make sure that your content continues to grow. Everyone, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart for joining in with me, and I can't wait to be back with you next week. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.